Okay, let's review Shabbos Daf Lamed Dalet. Finishing off the story of Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, at the end of yesterday's Gemara, we learned that Rav Shimon Bar Yochai was saved and he was able to come out of the cave and everything was safe for him, so he decided to take a cue from Yaakov Avinu and be misakin something, do something for the betterment of society as a hodah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for being saved. So Yaakov Avinu, when he came out, Shalim Begufo, Shalim Betaroso, Shalim Bemamono, so he was misakin a number of different things, or at least different possibilities of what he was misakin, either a matbeya, he set up currency, or he set up marketplaces, or he set up merchatzaos. Rav Shimon Bar Yochai discovered that there was a need to establish the tumah and tahara status of a certain area where kohanim had to avoid, and he managed to set up the to discover exactly where the tumah and tahara was over the objection of a certain saba, of a certain elderly gentleman who seemed to initially agree with him and then ultimately disagree with him. Rav Shimon Bar Yochai marginalized that person's opinion because after all, initially he had agreed, and he was even part of the minion of people who had come to the determination of where exactly the kvaros were. Then Rav Shimon Bar Yochai goes out into the market, and he happens to see Yehuda ben Gerim, who was the person who was responsible for getting him arrested in the first place. And he said, "I can't believe I die in Yesh Lazebiol, and this guy's still around." So Nasan Bawena Vaso Gal Shalatzamos. He gave him a look, and he turned him into a pile of bones. We then move on to the Mishnah Lamedal and Medal, for the Mishnah tells us that there are three things a person is supposed to say in his house on Erev Shabbos, right before Ben Hashemashos. He should ask, Esartem, have you taken off Maestros? Eravtem, did you make an Erev? And Hadlikos and Neri should remind his wife to light Neros as well. And the Gemara comments that these three things, Tzorech Lemimrinu B'Nichusa, they should be said in a very gentle tone, not in an accusing or angry tone, a very gentle tone, Kiechi Dilik B'Linu Mine, so that the wife will be more willing to accept the suggestions or the recommendations of the husband. Then the Gemara just points out, it seems that there's a stira between the Reisha and the Seif of the Mishnah. In the Reisha, the Mishnah tells us that one of the questions you ask prior to Ben Hashemashos is Eravtem, did you make an Eruv? But in the Seif of the Mishnah tells us that one of the things you're allowed to do during Ben Hashemashos is Uma Arvin, you're allowed to make an Eruv during Ben Hashemashos. So isn't that a stira? Why would you have to say Eravtem prior to Ben Hashemashos if you're allowed to still make the Eruv during Ben Hashemashos? So the Gemara gives an answer, Amar Rabbi Abba, one of the various statements of Rabbi Abba that will come up throughout this Masechta that the Shas is misaming to over here, is Rabbi Abba's answer to this question. He says, Lo kasha, kan veiruvei tchumen, kan veiruvei chatzeros. So eruvei tchumen, which either are da oraisa, or at least have an asmachta in the pasuk, are treated a little more seriously, and they must be taken care of before Ben Hashemashos. But eruvei chatzeros can be taken care of during Ben Hashemashos. And the Gemara leads right into three separate statements that Rava made, all relating to something or other that we mentioned in the Mishnah. The first statement of Rava is that if two people appoint you to make an Eruv on their behalf, one Eruv you made when it was definitely Yom, Vada Yom and Erev Shabbos, but it got eaten during Ben Hashemashos, the other Eruv you put out there, you made during Ben Hashemashos, but it got eaten on Shabbos itself, after it became dark when it was Vadai Shabbos, so both of them, Shneim Kana Eruv, they both count as a good Eruv, because after all the Gemara explains, Ben Hashemashos Sveikahu, who Sveikat Rabban Lakula, since the issue is an issue Midrabanan, we could be Mekel based on the suffix. Second statement of Rava is he explains why it is that one is not allowed to do hatmana bedavar she'eino mosif hevel on Shabbos. Why can't you insulate something, where a pot of food, with something that does not add any heat on Shabbos? And the Gemara says, because in the process of insulating, you may realize that the pot isn't hot enough, and you may come to boil it up, which is obviously would be a violation of a melacha d'oraisa. The third statement of Rava is explaining why it is that even on Erev Shabbos, a person is not allowed to insulate a pot with something that's mosif hevel, with something that actually does add heat. And the Gemara explains, we're afraid that if you insulate a pot with coals, you may come to stoke the coals and violate the Yisudah Raisa of Mavir. Then the Gemara moves on to a discussion of how exactly we define Bein Hashemashos. So there are three opinions in Tanaim that the Gemara quotes, and then there's a machlokas how to understand the first of those three opinions. The three opinions in Tanaim are Rabbi Yehuda holds, from the time that the sun sets, as long as the lower part of the eastern side of the sky is red, and even when the lower part of the eastern side of the sky is dark and the upper part is not yet dark, that is Bein Hashemashos. But once the upper part of the sky is dark, then it's no longer Ben HaShemashos, it's Vade Laila. Rabbi Nechemiah says, now Ben HaShemashos starts when the sun sets, and it lasts as long as it takes the average person to walk a chatzi meal, a half of a meal. Rabbi Yossi says, no, Ben HaShemashos is like a split second. Ze nichnas v'ze yotze. When the new day comes in, the other day leaves. Iyef shalama d'olav. It's keheref ayin. There's no way to be able to figure out the exact moment that is Ben HaShemashos. So the Gemara just points out, what exactly was Rabbi Yehuda's shita? Does the old Ben HaShemashos is the period of time when the lower part of the eastern sky is red, or the period of time when the lower part of the eastern sky is black, is already darkened? So it's a machlokas Rabba and Rav Yosef. Rabba holds that Ben HaShemashos, according to Rabbi Yehuda, is from the time the sun sets through the time that the lower part of the eastern side of the sky is red, and even through the time that the lower part of the eastern side of the sky is dark, which is a total of 3/4 of a meal. The amount of time that it takes a normal person to walk, 3/4 of a meal. Rav Yosef, however, understands that no, when the lower part of the eastern side of the sky is red, it's still Vadayom. Ben HaShemashos is only during the period of time when the lower part of the eastern side of the sky is dark and the upper part of the eastern side of the sky is not yet dark. That is the period of Ben HaShemashos, and that is less than 3/4 of a meal. That is 2/3 of a meal. It's the amount of time it takes a person to walk, 2/3 of the meal. So that's a machlokas, Rabba and Rav Yosef, in how to understand Shitas Rabbi Yehuda. That is a review of Shabbos Taf Lamed Daled.